right, let's do this. Get set.
This is Running Flat Radio with Chris Uzinski on AM 800 CKLW, the information station. Running Flat Radio is a paid program on AM 800.
That day, for no particular reason, I decided to go for a little run. So I ran to the end of the road. When I got there...
And for a little run I did. This is Chris Uzinski. Welcome to Running Flat Radio. This is kind of like your weekly dose of kind of running news and kind of inspiration and just talk about running. And sometimes we talk about triathlon. Sometimes we talk about swimming. Kind of rare. We should do it maybe in the off months. In this winter, we should talk about swimming and talk about maybe some competitive swimming for a bit. But you know what? We've got such an amazing show for you this week. First off, we have our good friend Florine Mark from Weight Watchers on. Now, those of you who grew up in the Michigan area know that Florine is the embodiment of Weight Watchers for the past half century. She's unbelievable. Well, she just sold a piece of the company to Oprah Winfrey for $43 million. So she's going to be on today's show talking about the, I guess, what should be known as the O factor with Weight Watchers. So that, I think, will be a fascinating conversation. And then about half past the hour, we have the Canadian Marathon champion, Lanny Marchand, on with us. Talking about training and running and all those wonderful things. And, of course, representing us Canadians at Rio next year. So she's on the show. Ben Kaplan from Iron Magazine will be in talking about his experience running the Scotiabank Marathon this last weekend. We've got Song of the Week. It's an action-packed show. So I spent my Sunday morning, like most people who would be listening to this show or downloading this show, at a marathon somewhere in North America. I think last year, last week's show, I think we calculated something like 45 or 50 marathons going on clear across North America with, you know, a number of majors out there. Detroit Free Press is one of the majors on the calendar, and so is the Scotiabank Toronto Waterfront Marathon, which is also the host of the marathon championships, where we kind of crown our male and female Canadian winners that meet a specific time criterion to be champions. And both did. Eric Gillis is the male winner. So Eric Gillis and Lanny Marchand are going to Rio next year. So really excited about that. So I was at the Free Press Marathon this last weekend. And I got to tell you, I spent most of my time, my wife Deb ran the half with Andrew, one of our course director over at Running Flat. So Sherry and I went and kind of spent some time, you know, at the start chute. You know, they do a wonderful job with moving 27,000 people through a chute. And then we, you know, kind of watched some of the elite runners. And then we came and finished watching the marathon itself. We wanted to see the marathon winners coming in. You know, Detroit is not a fast race. Detroit doesn't have a major purse. It doesn't have, a lot of money. I think the winner gets $4,000 versus, you know, like $100,000 that you'd find in New York or some of the bigger races. So it doesn't have a big elite program. You know, your winning times are, you know, the 220 range versus, you know, like the 24, 25, 28 range, which you'd find in some of the larger marathons that are actually looking at world records. So it's always amazing if you ever get a chance to just kind of watch that finish shoot at a marathon. And especially a big city marathon, the marathon is the great equalizer. Anything between like 2 hours and 30 and 3 hours in length, you know, you'll see all these wonderfully fast athletes coming in. But some are 24, some are 29, some are 55, some are, you know, getting close to 60. And, you know, it really is amazing to kind of watch the age factor and how running is ageless. And I know I've had this common theme in my show for years where we've interviewed, you know, people. Believe it or not, in an upcoming show, we're going to talk to a gentleman who's 100 years old. He's 100 and he's running. And he wants to team up with a gentleman in Japan who's 105. and they want to race together. So we're talking like 205 years racing down. I think it's a 50 meter track. So listen, running is ageless, and that's the whole point of this show, and that's the whole message that we're trying to really give you, is that anybody can do it. Just get out there, start, and do it. So now, on that point, there was an article that came out through Competitor Group magazine this week by a gentleman who used to be the former world record holder of the marathon. His name is Steve Jones. He's 60 years old. He's now a coach, and he lives in Boulder, Colorado. And he said some really nasty things that, I got to tell you, really pissed me off. And it was one of those situations where I'm sure it was a good day for him. And I don't think anything was really taken much out of context. But, you know, it was his reflection on I guess, the industry around running. I mean, when you look at the running industry, as it may be in the United States and Canada, in organized runs, we're approaching 10 million people running around North America, which is incredible. And that's just the ones in the organized runs that we really have a handle on. There's lots of impromptu, smaller runs, running organizations, running clubs that host a lot of runs too, and none of that's on the radar. I'm talking about just strictly organized runs. And, you know, I don't really want to paraphrase too much of what this guy had to say, but there was a quote in the article, and you can go to the Running Flat Radio section in the on Facebook. There's a link to that article. I know there's a lot of people who've been commenting on it, and it's just one of those, it's a terrible situation where you've got an elite athlete who thinks that it should always be an elite sport and that there aren't runners. And if you're not one of the 200 guys who are lining up and finishing in a real fast time, then you're not a runner. And you know what, Mr. Jones, you're wrong. You're absolutely wrong and dead wrong. And there's 10 million people that can prove that. So don't listen to the criticism. Don't worry about ridicule. Put the shoes on, start walking, start running. You're listening to Running Flat Radio. We'll be right back with Florine Mark after these messages.
Wants to know
what you want to be for Halloween.
I'll be a doctor or a mummy or a princess or a cat because I'm turning Halloween. I think I'm turning Halloween. I really think so. Turning Halloween. I think I'm turning Halloween. I really think so.
Value Village has thousands of brand new and thrifty costumes, plus costume consultants to help you. For costume inspiration and to find a location near you, visit valuevillage.com.
Turning Halloween. I think I'm turning Halloween. I really think so.
I just love the smell of new tires. And this month only at Canadian Tire, when you spend $200 or more on winter tires, you can pay your bill over 24 equal monthly payments with no interest and learn how to get your Ontario winter tires insurance discount at canadiantire.ca/wintertires. No interest and a discount. Get over here.
Stop smelling my tires.
Sorry. Equal payments on approved credit with your options MasterCard. Conditions apply. Offer expires October 31st. See flyer for full details. Canadian Tire, Canada's garage.
AM 800 Weather is brought to you by Devonshire Mall. Snap a shopping selfie this month and you could win a $100 gift card. Visit devonshiremall.com for details.
From the AM 800 Weather Center, here is your latest forecast. Partly cloudy tonight with a 30% chance of rain and a risk of a thunderstorm this evening with a low 13. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers, the high 19. Thursday, a mix of sun and cloud reaching a high of 17. Friday, sunshine and a high 14. Saturday, a mix of sun and cloud with a 40% chance of showers and a high 17. Once again, for tonight, partly cloudy with a 30% chance of rain and a risk of a thunderstorm with a low 13.
Kids love to get rewarded. They'll jump through hoops for a gold star.
Just imagine what they'll do for a McDonald's breakfast.
I can picture it now. Clean desks, completed homework, real silent reading time with actual silence.
Reward outstanding behavior.
It's the AM 800 Class of the Week. If you know a class, grades JK through 8, that deserves more than just a gold star, nominate them at AM800CKLW.com.
Arms Boomenlag will visit one lucky class every week with a McDonald's breakfast, a backpack from Monarch Basics for every student, and a frame certificate for the classroom.
Tune into the Morning Drive every Friday at 8:20 to hear the lucky winners.
The AM 800 Class of the Week, brought to you by Monarch Basics, is your source for Keurig brewers and K-Cups. With a wide variety of flavors in stock at the lowest prices, they're sure to have what you need. Monarch Basics, Southwestern Ontario's largest office products dealer. Brought to you by McDonald's new Morning McWrap, with scrambled eggs made fresh in their kitchens, in kale and feta, or sausage and hash brown. Try them both.
Your Volkswagen dealer has a special offer for you. For a limited time, get financing from 0% for up to 84 months, plus an additional cash bonus of up to $1,500 on select gas models. Or if you prefer, purchase outright and get a cash discount of up to $7,000 on other select gas models. So come and visit your local Volkswagen dealer and take the Jetta, Tiguan, Passat, Golf, or Beetle for a test drive today. Offer ends November 2nd. Visit vwoffers.ca for details.
When it comes to running a small business, we understand flexibility is important. Rogers' new Share Everything for Business plan is a wireless plan that flexes to meet your needs. So whether your team is downloading video demos, regularly calling suppliers,
TC Supplies, please hold,
or traveling to the U.S. for business, you have a plan that fits, with no surprises. Enjoy unlimited Canada-wide texting and calling, plus shareable, flexible data that adapts to your monthly needs. Visit rogers.com/flex to learn more.
Radio for the active listener.
Get all my news in one place.
AM 800 CKLW. Radio Active! The information station.
When you are able to focus your mind and your body, anything is possible.
From 5K runs to half marathons
to the full 26.2 miles.
We talk about it all on Running Flat Radio. Tuesdays, 7 till 8 on AM 800.
And welcome back to Running Flat Radio. Chris Uzinski here. We're having some technical difficulties. We're waiting for Florine Mark to give us a ring. And in the meantime, announced yesterday was that Oprah Winfrey has purchased 10% of Weight Watchers International. Which, you know, when you think about it, I mean, arguably the most wealthy and powerful woman, obviously in media and show business, is now kind of going into the fitness industry and going into Weight Watchers. So we had agreed to have a quick conversation with Florine this afternoon, and we're still waiting for her to give us a ring. So, but what the question was, what is the O factor actually going to do to a big, large company like Weight Watchers? So while we wait for that, there's a couple other things that we should talk about, and that is that Le Chocolat, our big spring event, which is May 1st this year in the city of Windsor, registration will be opening up shortly for that. Le Chocolat is we call it our Mother's Day primer, because you can't do anything on Mother's Day as a race organization, because it's like the kiss of death. So Le Chocolat, the beauty of that event is it's the weekend before Mother's Day. It is a 5K. It is a half marathon. Yes, yes, we will do the half marathon in 2016. And it's also a 10K. So it's a 5K run walk, a 10K run walk, or a half marathon run. And what's really unique about it is that we also have the addition of another 10K national all-age group championship, which really means this. If you're, you know, a pretty quick runner, so inclined that you want to compete against folks in your own age group, we're going to recognize you in your age group, and you'll be recognized on the national level by Athletics Canada. So Athletics Canada comes down, all of our courses are measured, they actually adjudicate, and they're the officials on the course. And, you know, if you come in first in your age group, then you'll get a obviously a medal and a certificate from Athletics Canada as being the fastest person in that age group in the country. And basically, it's 5-year increments from the age of 19, and it's male and female. So every 5 years, top male, top female gets the awards. And it's registration for that like will open hopefully for the next week. And, you know, it's in and out of the Walkerville Brewery as our start. It's got that great Walkerville feel. It's got this really, really trendy, cool area that we run through. It's on Riverside Drive, which is realistically the city of Windsor's greatest asset. It's, you know, no building, unadulterated, you know, view of the beautiful Detroit skyline from really Walker Road and Walkers all the way down to the bridge. And the 10K course and the half marathon course carry you all the way down there. The 5K stops around Ouellette and circles back. But it's going to be a great time. We are working on some all new swag for the event. It's the event that everyone talks about because it's we give away a 3-liter box of wine for the last number of years. You know, upwards of, you know, 7,000-8,000 liters of wine we would give out at an event of that size. And, you know, that's a lot of wine. It's a couple tractor trailer loads of wine. And so, you know, you would sign up for the event. We would give you, instead of a shirt, you know, with a whole bunch of logos on the back that nobody really wears or wants, we gave you something really functional. Maybe it wouldn't last long, depending on who you are, but it's still pretty functional. It was a 3-liter box of wine that was shaped like a purse. So it's, and it came in red and came in white. It was very, very simple to deal with. The first year we did Le Chocolat, I should tell you the essence of this event. We started Le Chocolat in Walkerville as a 5K. It'd be going on 4 years now. We gave away Coach purses as our swag. Yeah, I know. Who gives away Coach purses? Well, we did. And we had signed this great deal with Coach out of New York for 500 purses because Coach doesn't sell large volumes of anything to anybody. So we had to kind of justify what we were doing. And they gave us the approval to actually buy 500 purses. And we could work with the outlet store locally and you know, kind of work our way through it. And then, you know, we had an option for another 500, which never was executed for a lot of reasons on their end. But so the first year we did the event, it sold out in like seconds. And we gave away, you know, 500 Coach purses and we had, you know, lots of chocolate. And of course, we have firemen because the event goes to benefit our friends at Sparky's Toy Drive through the Windsor Fire Services, who do an amazing job on the course and help us out quite a bit. So what's really cool about the event is, we're probably around 95% women now and 5% of the smartest men you'll ever meet running this race. But what's great is it's such an amazing women's weekend away, you know, where, you know, 5-6 women would get together and they'd travel down to Windsor. They'd fill up, you know, hotels, you know, the Holiday Inn or Caesars, you know, a couple of our sponsor hotels. And both those hotels are less than 2 kilometers away from the start line. So it's amazing. So you can actually walk to it and then, you know, walk back if you wanted to. And, you know, and there's plenty of other things to do in between, right? Lots of restaurants and bars that you can hit on the way back. And it's just become this great kind of female empowerment event where they actually come out as a group and have fun and just enjoy the company. So Le Chocolat, it will be opening shortly. Everyone will get an email. All the past participants will get an email kind of giving a warning that it's coming out. So watch for that. And one of the other things that, of course, Pelee Island Winery Half Marathon, June 1st of next year, is totally sold out. There is a waiting list. It's pretty lengthy. And, you know, so, you know, boy, I'm still getting emails about that. People saying, hey, why don't we actually get to sign up for this? You know, it's 2015. How come I can't sign up for 2016? Because it's sold out. And, you know, best of luck in 2017. That's all I can tell you. Those are the hottest bibs anywhere in racing. So, and that is our little half marathon on an island in the middle of Lake Erie. People from California, Florida, Arizona, Iqaluit, you know, Victoria, fly in to do this event. It's it really is quite an amazing running event. So a couple other runs that you need to be watching for. In the next probably 6 weeks, we'll be releasing Canada Day for next year. We're going to tally up the votes from this prior year. So the way Canada Day works, if you're not familiar with it, it has the most amazing medal in running. It has this big red maple leaf with a lacquer, a clear lacquer finish that goes over it. And then there's this, what looks like a bronze bust head of someone. So the first year was Sir John A. Macdonald, our prime minister, first prime minister. And then we had Terry Fox. And then we had Colonel Commander Chris Hadfield this last year. So the way that's chosen is you, the participant, running or walking, choose who's going to be on that medal. So one of the most amazing things is in that process is we'll open up the registration with the top three people that were suggested from the last year's race. You'll go in, you'll register for the event. You'll, I don't know, pick some swag. We're not sure what the swag will be this year. It's always been really interesting. You'll choose who your favorite Canadian is out of the top three that have been chosen for you already. And then you'll choose someone for next year. So look, we've gotten everything from Gordon Lightfoot and Laura Secord to Rusty the Rooster and the Friendly Giant. We've had Rush, we've had Mike Myers. It's endless the amount of great Canadians that people want on the medal. So we spend the time, we tally up all the people that have been named this last year. And in that process, we always rifle out the top three. So for instance, for 2015, it was Don Cherry, it was Wayne Gretzky, and it was Commander Chris Hadfield. So we'll tally it up, we'll make a big announcement, probably beginning of December, and then we'll open up registration. We'll do an early bird in December. And in that process, you'll be able to find who you want for 2016, and then make a suggestion for someone in 2017. So it just kind of perpetuates itself. It's an awesome event. And for those of you who are podcasting, and there's a lot of people who podcast this show, thank you, first off, for downloading us. It's quite a compliment. But we're going to end up doing that medal as a virtual race as well in 2016, because the demand has been so high from foreigners who actually want a piece of Canadiana like that, that we'll work with you on that. As long as you sign a promissory note that you're going to run 5K, and then you'll get the medal. So anyway, you're listening to Running Flat Radio on AM 800 CKLW. Up next, after the news break, my interview with Lanny Marchand.
Don't just take the kids' word for it. Let AM 800 tell you whether or not the school buses are running. Word comes directly from the school boards weekday mornings by 6:30.
If being fabulous were a crime, on November 5th, the Windsor police would have their hands full. It's the 18th annual Cops Care for Kids fashion show and silent auction. Police officers and their kids, members of the presenting charity, will hit the catwalk to show off fashions from local retailers. The scene of the crime, the Chicharro Club. Doors open at 5:30, dinner at 6:15. Call 519-252-1171, extension 3236 for tickets. Sponsored by AM 800. Proceeds benefit the Windsor Essex Children's Aid Foundation.
Miller Lite is happy to be the official beer of Major League Baseball in Canada. So happy, in fact, now that the postseason is upon us, we're taking $3 off 24 bottle and can packs at your local beer store. That's $3 off for the postseason. Is Miller Lite the best tasting light beer? And there's only one way to find out. $3 off Miller Lite 24 bottles and cans for a limited time in Ontario, and only while supplies last. It's Miller time. Trademarks used with permission of Major League Baseball Properties Incorporated. Don't drink and drive.
It's 7:30.
From the AM 800 News Center, your number one news source in Windsor, Essex, an information update with Mike McDonald.
The new federal government is not expected to cause any delays for the new Gordie Howe Bridge. Former provincial cabinet minister and Windsor MPP Dwight Duncan says the new Liberal government fully supports the project. Duncan was in Montreal last night as part of the Trudeau election campaign. The new crossing is slated to be completed in 2020. Essex Town Council is fighting to keep Harrow District High School open. Councillor Randy Vokes introducing a motion to council last night, calling for discussions between the public school board and council on how to prevent the closure of the school. Actor and comedian Tracy Morgan is coming coming to Caesars Windsor is picking up the pieces. Tour will hit the Coliseum stage February 6th. It was only a year ago that Morgan was involved in a serious car accident. Morgan starred in the TV series 30 Rock and joined Saturday Night Live in 1996. Tickets go on sale October 30th. In sports, Jason Royals playing Game 4 of the ALCS. Right now, Kansas City with a 12-2 lead at the top of the ninth. Cubs and Mets square off in Game 3 of the NLCS. New York leading that series 2-0. Junior C hockey has the Essex 73s home to Wallaceburg. From the AM 800 Weather Center, partly cloudy tonight with a 40% chance of rain along the risk of thunderstorms this evening with a low 13. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers and a high 19. Right now, it's 20 Celsius. That's 68 Fahrenheit. I'm Mike McDonald, AM 800 News.
Looking to start running? Strap on a pair of comfortable shoes. Now put one foot in front of the other and keep going. It's that easy. This is Running Flat Radio on AM 800.
Welcome back to Running Flat Radio. Chris Uzinski. You know what? Last weekend was a really special weekend because it was like the crazy marathon weekend right across North America. There must have been, I think we counted 50 marathons right across the country. Locally here, we obviously had the Detroit Free Press Marathon, and in Toronto was really the showdown for the Canadian Marathon Championships, which was at the Scotiabank Toronto Waterfront Marathon. So, you know what? Our next guest is the person who actually won the Marathon Championship. Lanny Marchand joins us on Running Flat Radio. Welcome to Running Flat.
Hi, thanks.
So I got to tell you, I mean, we're really excited. Congratulations on the win. I mean, this is official. You're now going to Rio.
Yeah, for the marathon, definitely. I qualified in the 10,000 earlier in the year, but I'm known as a marathon runner, and it just didn't seem right not to run a marathon standard as well.
And, you know, we know that a number of years ago, well, the last time we were working on the Olympic standard, no women had met the standard, and there was quite an uproar through the running community that they should at least gotten a chance to run, and they should have gone out. What are some of your thoughts on the Olympic standard now that you've met it and bettered it by quite a bit?
Well, yeah, in 2012, I was one of those athletes. I had run the IAAF standard. I ran 2:31.51, but the Canadian standard was 2:29.50. And Canada opted not to send me, and it was a pretty ugly appeal process and arbitration, and at the end of the day, I didn't get to go. So when they came out with this standard, it actually had become 5 seconds faster. It just kind of put more fuel under the fire for me to go and hit it, and not necessarily to be spiteful and to prove Canada or Athletics Canada wrong, but for myself to know that even in 2012, I was fully capable of going to the Olympics, and now again, 4 years later, not only am I capable, but I've gone beyond the IAAF standard, and I've gone well beyond the Canadian standard to show that I earned my spot to line up on the starting line in Rio.
And that you have, because you have the fastest Canadian marathon time for a female at 2:28. You have the fastest Canadian half marathon female time at 1:10.47.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe you also have like the third fastest 10K time as well at 31:46. So you have the 10K. You've met the standard for the 10K. You've met the standard for the marathon. Can you explain to the listeners out there who look? We know what the marathon is, but what is it like being an athlete trying to work two different races like that? One being a 10K, and being an elite athlete at that, and one, you know, at 26.2 miles.
It's definitely, you know, having two balls up in the air and trying to keep them up is difficult. We saw that on Sunday, that the speed and the power is there from the 10K training. The overall mileage, obviously, for 10K training is lower. So coming into Toronto on the weekend, I knew I was lining up with lesser mileage in my legs than I would for any other marathon I've ever done. So it's different, and it's definitely, they're not two events that you can train for equally at the same time, whereas, you know, if you're a 5K, 10K runner, the training's fairly similar. It's definitely its own beast, and this is the first year I've had to do it. And definitely going forward next year for Rio, we're going to try and keep the double going. We'll just have to see if it's actually plausible to do at one championship.
So how did you start marathon running?
I was finishing up law school at Michigan State, actually, and Everyone always asked, because I was a runner, if I'd done a marathon, and I figured I was about to go study for the bar exam and become a lawyer, and my competitive running career was probably going to be done. So I decided to debut a marathon in Canada, in Ottawa. Did fairly well, got talked into Chicago, did a bit better, got talked into seriously training for one, and that's when I ran my 2:31. So I kind of happened upon the distance in the sport by accident, and just so that I could get people to stop asking me, have you ever run a marathon?
but you were actually a shorter distance runner.
Yeah, I ran the steeplechase and 5K, 10K in university in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and then through law school, raced a lot in Michigan and in Canada, any distances, 5K, 10K, half marathons. But I never really thought about conquering the marathon distance until I just thought it was a good way to cap off a running career before I became a lawyer.
And now it's a whole new career for you.
Yeah, now it seems to have taken the lead, and I still practice law. I still work for a firm down in Tennessee, but I have managed to kind of carve out a good double life for myself.
Is there a big difference in training in the United States than there is in Canada?
For me, not really, because I don't train with a group anyways. So I guess I can't really comment on it because I don't train in Canada or the U.S. with any different groups. I hopscotch around. I was in Flagstaff before I came into Toronto, so I got to jump in with some runs, different groups down there. When I'm in Canada, I train with different running friends that I have. I do think that there is more of a group setup or team setup maybe in the U.S. Like you have the group, the Mammoth Group in California. You have the Oregon Track Project.
Mm-hmm. Hanson's.
You have Brooke Hanson's. Yeah, so you have all those groupings and teams, and because I'm Canadian, I don't really get to join in many of them. but in Canada, we don't necessarily have that. We've got Speed River. They do really well. We have some different track clubs in Toronto and out west in BC, but it's not the same level that you see in the U.S.
So you might be asking, like, do you have a coach?
Yeah, my high school coach, Dave Mills, he's been coaching me since I was about 14. Coached me even when I was in university. I'd come home in the summers. He'd kind of piece me back together when I'd be injured. And then he's been coaching me ever since I graduated from UTC.
He's in London, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. So, you know, I guess we talked to a lot of elite athletes. We've had Meb on the show. We've had a number of elite athletes where we kind of talk about, you know, their humble beginnings and their training and the different groups. I'm really actually kind of surprised that you don't belong to a group, being an elite Canadian athlete now that you're representing us in the Olympics, that you don't have all that wonderful infrastructure now around you.
No, I've been living out of my suitcase since January. I go to Kenya every winter and train. Mm-hmm. And then I just been hopscotching across North America pretty much since I got back at the end of February, just either for races or training camps. And to take advantage of when I would have had the opportunity to train with people. So my teammate, Natasha Wodak, she's a Canadian record holder in the 10,000. When I had the opportunities to stay out in Vancouver and train for a few weeks, I would jump on them. When I'm in Toronto, I have people I train with. And like I said, I'd go to Flagstaff and train with people there as well.
So just out of curiosity, just to kind of figure this out, now that you're representing us at the Olympics in Rio, does that now change? Now, is there some sort of infrastructure that comes and surrounds you from Athletics Canada to work with?
No, not really. There's different training camps that they'll put on, but I'm not a targeted athlete, so there's certain funding that goes to athletes that are targeted, and so they have access to those camps and don't necessarily pay out of pocket for them, but I'm not targeted, so I'll do my own training camp thing like I've been doing this year.
Hmm. Okay, and what's next for you?
I'm 2 days into a 10-day break, and then I'll slowly start training easily. I'll find something. Usually I do the Chiba Ekiden relay for Canada over in Japan, but that event was canceled this year. So I'll find something late November, early December to kind of just wrap my brain around and do an easy 5 or 10K, and then just everything stays kind of relaxed until end of December, beginning of January, where we start doing some interval work again, and we'll start the build for Rio.
You know, the show was designed specifically to kind of inspire people off the couch and into a 5K and kind of tell them about the inner workings of our sport, because there's a lot of hocus pocus. You know, people get really, they get a lot of anxiety and they get really anxious about going to a race and getting in the starting line. And we're just trying to calm everybody's nerves and trying to make it as welcoming as many people as we can possibly get to races. So, you know, it's such a great opportunity to have an elite athlete on where we can talk about what inspires you to run.
It's actually everybody else that is out there lining up. I mean, it's easy to do a sport when you're good at it. I have the most respect for the runners that get out there and they have their own personal goals, and they're not going to win the race. They might not even win their age group, you know, but they're out there training in the worst of the weather, and they're out there lining up to compete and better themselves. And that's what's always inspiring to me. I mean, all of us run because we love it. It's supposed to be fun. And if it's not fun, then you need to reevaluate your goals. And in terms of, you know, getting off the couch and lining up, especially in Michigan, you guys have the Brookhansen people there. You go to a local 5K, 10K, and you're towing the line with Olympians, future Olympians, former Olympians. You don't get to do that in other sports. The World Cup was held here in Canada this year for soccer, for women's soccer. And you can go watch the games, but you don't get to go play soccer against those girls. Running's the only sport where you can line up with us, and we're running the same course, and we're doing the same thing as you. And that's, I think, can be inspiring for people to get off the couch and go run, is that they're doing something that Olympians are doing, and they're going to run beside them and on the same race course and on the same day as those athletes.
You know, as a race director, I spent a lot of time on the finish line, and I was at the Detroit Free Press Marathon this last weekend, just at the finish line watching some friends finish. And it's amazing to me that the marathon is the great age equalizer. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could be 18 finishing in the top five, or you could be, you know, 50 or 55 finishing in the top 10. And it just amazes me when you look at all the athletes that are coming in. And just the range of ages, and they're all within, let's say, a half hour of each other of that finish. It's absolutely amazing. So,
yeah, it's a great event. My friend and I were just talking about how at 31, you know, I looked at the girls who placed in the top 10 in Berlin this past September, and other than the Ethiopians in the race, I'm actually one of the younger ones lining up still. So it's definitely a sport that you can fall in love with early, and then you have a career well beyond when other sports you'd be forced into retirement.
Absolutely. So, you know, it's such a pleasure meeting you. Thank you very much for joining us on Running Flat Radio.
No problem. Thank you.
And good luck. All the best.
Thanks.
That's Lanny Marchand calling us, the winner of the Canadian Marathon Championship this last weekend. She's representing us at Rio this year, or next year, coming up for the marathon. And now it's time for Song of the Week. Every week we choose a song that really, really gets you kind of out of the driveway, down the road, and just something you can add that's new and fresh into your mix. And this one is, it's a great old band, New Order, and their latest song, Restless, on Running Flat Radio.
Oh,
Sell down deals continue for a limited time at Windsor Honda. Proudly selling cars built in Ontario for Canadians by Canadians. Owner Ken Enser and General Manager Mark Trembacher invite you to Windsor Honda to shop inventory turnover deals on the 2015 Civic LX. Only $59 per week, taxes in for 60 months. Zero due at signing and get your first 15 payments free or choose a winter tire package at no charge with first year's installation and storage included. There's only a few 2015s left, so get yours before they're gone. For details, visit WindsorHonda.com.
AM 800 weather is brought to you by the Bargain Annex.
Need a TV? Need credit?
Bargain Annex to the rescue!
Get your appliances and credit back on track today. The Bargain Annex inside Tepperman's.
From the AM 800 Weather Center, here is your latest forecast. Partly cloudy tonight with a 30% chance of rain and a risk of a thunderstorm this evening with a low 13. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers, the high 19. Thursday, a mix of sun and cloud, reaching a high of 17. Friday, sunshine and a high 14. Saturday, a mix of sun and cloud with a 40% chance of showers and a high 17. Once again, for tonight, partly cloudy with a 30% chance of rain and a risk of a thunderstorm with a low 13.
Got 'em, need 'em, want 'em, buy 'em, love 'em, trade 'em. Got 'em, need 'em, want 'em, buy 'em, love 'em, trade 'em. Got 'em, need 'em.
Tim Hortons new NHL Upper Deck trading cards are here. Grab a pack for just $1 plus taxes with any beverage purchase. Plus, you can collect and trade digital cards online for a chance to win great prizes. So get 'em before they're gone. No purchase necessary. Open to Canadians 13 or over. Skill testing question required. Full contest rules, including prizes available to be won at collecttowin.ca.
Tommy and Tuppence are an average English couple.
Good grief, what was that?
Read too many detective novels.
Who are about to enter a world of mystery.
Missing girl. A communist plot. Don't you think we were born for this kind of thing?
From Agatha Christie, the best-selling novelist of all time.
Oh, Tommy, what have we got ourselves into?
A six-part special event.
I do believe your pulse has quickened.
Agatha Christie's Partners in Crime. The adventure begins Monday at 10, only on Bravo.
Back to Running Flat Radio. Chris Yuzinski here, and now it's time for Ben Kaplan and Iron Magazine.
This is Running Flat Radio on AM 800. Tonight's running news is brought to you by iRun.
Ben Kaplan, welcome to iRun. How are you, my friend?
Thank you very much. I'm well. A little sore, but I'm hanging in there.
How was so you ran the Scotiabank Toronto Waterfront Marathon?
I did.
Was it a wonderful experience as you planned?
I could tell you it was not, but I will tell you that I learned a lot. So from a learning perspective, it was wonderful. From a success perspective, it was horrible.
Right. Running is a journey. So
it is. I'm still on my path. Yeah.
Running is a journey. So do you want to kind of give us a heads up of maybe some of the issues that you had?
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, this is a great one. And I'll put it in the context too, for listeners out there who are joining us on this journey and wherever they may be, with their own exploits. So this was my 11th marathon. And my previous personal best time was 3:00:19. So the goal was 2:59:55 or whatever. It didn't matter. The point was a fraction under 3 hours would have done it. Okay, that was my goal.
Right.
And I was basically, I would say I'm probably in the best shape of my life. I mean, I've trained well. The difference being that this time I trained with a guy faster than me. Previously, I've been teaching clinics or doing this or doing that. Whatever. This time I sort of concentrated on myself, and I was in a really good spot. No injuries, no problems, no nothing, all good. I even slept well Friday night. You know, Saturday night was no problem. I was pretty good to go. All right. So I get out there, and the weather's good. You know, it was a little chilly maybe, but no wind, and everything was fine. The sun was out. You know, it was...
We had a little bit of snow in Detroit.
A little snow in Detroit. Okay. You know, we didn't even get that.
All right.
We didn't get that. So everything was set. And I tell you, brother, I got out there, the thing started, everything was looking A-OK. I was just about, you know, the goal was to run the whole thing even. So I would do a 1:30 half and finish, you know, a second under 3 hours. So there was no pacer for 3 hours, but there is a pacer for the 1:30 half.
Okay.
So beautiful. So I stuck with the 1:30 guy, more or less, for 21K.
Okay.
And I was beautiful. Now, here's the thing. I lose my pacer halfway. So now you hit that zone where you're sort of like, you know, it's hard to do. It's hard to pace yourself. It's hard to pace yourself at a buffet. It's hard to pace yourself, you know, at the sports bar. And it's hard for me to pace myself in the marathon.
At the buffet.
You know what I'm saying? So, so I was getting nervous, you know. I was nervous. So what I did was I hooked up with these guys, which is what you do, because you want to run with a pack. You don't want to run alone. It gets lonely. You get more tired. You know, the wind gets you, whatever it is. But the guys I was running with were doing 2:55. It doesn't seem like that much, the difference between 2:55 and 2:59, say. And I started with them at about 24K, let's say. So from 24K, and I felt good. So I was like, you know, maybe I should be going for 2:55 and not 2:59. Well, I sell myself short. My personal best in the half marathon was like 1:28 until one day I just rocked a 1:24. And then it was like, whoa, could I have done that the whole, you know,
yeah.
Why am I running 1:28? I could go run 1:24. You know, anyway, so I was like, maybe that's that. You know, I started feeling great. I put my music on. I was jamming until about 29K when it was just out of nowhere. And it's not the wall, because it wasn't psychological. It was physical. And I know you had Lainey on earlier, and I know she had a physical thing. And this I don't understand, because Lainey was able to go through her hamstring problem. And she, I don't know how in the world, because I assume her injury must have been worse than mine. But I had, it's almost as if I didn't have enough food in my system, because all of my muscles seemed to seize up. You know, you ever see in a basketball game when they have to take LeBron out and they're like, what's wrong with LeBron? And the guy says, he's cramping. And you're like, he's cramping? He gets $20 million. Suck up a cramp. Drink a Gatorade. Do what, you know. It doesn't make sense to your brain that LeBron's going out. But I had that. And not only in my legs, but like in my lower back and in my arms. Like it was unbelievable. It was, you know, all my muscles seized. And it knocked me like a ton of bricks.
And you haven't experienced this over the last 10 marathons that you've done.
No, I never. I had trouble in Boston. In Boston, in 2012 in Boston, I blew out there too. So I have had I've blown out before. And in Boston, I think the thing was I had run too much prior. So, you know, I didn't taper well enough.
I don't mean to interrupt. So no. So you're at mile 29 or 29K and having issues.
And I'm honestly, all I'm thinking, and my wife and family was at 38K, and I'm thinking to myself in my head, if I make it to 38K, I'm going to get to my family and just lie down on the ground right next to them and just curl up into a ball. And I was actually like saying on my thing, I was like going like, I was kind of saying like, Julie, I was like kind of calling out for my wife. You know, I was like a soldier, you know, not to desecrate the military, but it just seemed, you know, a soldier will say his last thing is like, you know, tell my wife I love her or whatever. I was like having these, I mean, I'm laughing about it now, but it was, I mean, it wasn't serious things happened on the marathon. Serious things
Absolutely.
Didn't happen to me, but I was through the ringer. I was done. And I had to walk, and then I tried to like hobble, and you know, and I picked it back up like a little bit and whatever. But
you finished?
Oh yeah. No, I finished and you know, I 3:13, so it's not like, you know, I mean, that's a good marathon finishing time.
Excellent,
you know,
time.
That's a fine time, you know, no problem. But it's just,
it's not 2:59.
Yeah, and it's just, but you know, that's why I kind of love the sport for it, though. I mean,
anything can happen.
Yeah, you know, you take it lightly. You do so in your own that's your own sword you will fall on if you don't respect the run.
It's all up to you, right? I mean, it is you. It's all about you. So I got a quick question.
Please.
Nutrition. What were you doing out there?
Well, I think I didn't eat enough. I think my nutrition was off. I know that I had been eating, like, I don't take gels anymore because last year at the Scotiabank, the gels started upsetting my stomach.
Mm.
So I didn't go without, I had no gels, which is kind of okay. I feel like I could do the marathon without gels, but what I didn't do is eat enough. I feel like I didn't eat enough the night before because it sort of felt like my body was eating at my muscles, that there wasn't fat in there or there wasn't a storage of, you know, carbohydrates or something. Somehow it feels like that the way everything seized up on me, that there was no more protein or something in
it.
So I was
no more fuel in the tank.
It was great, but it's not like the fuel being like my muscle or something like that. I'd been eating like bread. I'd been eating like basically bread and peanut butter because I didn't want anything to bother my stomach. But I think I needed maybe like a steak also.
What we need to do is we need to introduce you to our friends over at Infinite Canada. Who've been fueling the Olympic teams.
I met that guy, and he sent me stuff, and I didn't even use it. You know why? Because this is great for average people. When I'm running so much and doing so, you know, it's like I don't have enough bandwidth to do one more sort of, but that's just, you do that to your own detriment, you know?
Yes, and you know, Darcy Haggith is the guy that we're talking about. Great guy.
Yeah.
And Infinite Canada. Infinite.ca, but infinitenutrition.ca is actually the website. Great guys, and they'll tailor make it to your body type, man, to exactly what you need to do, whatever your goals are.
It's just crazy, but it's just like the people that need to do yoga, or you need to do core strength, or you need to stretch, and you just don't because you're just like, I'm so tired of all of this stuff. But then it's like, well, okay, you know, then if you don't stretch, and then you hurt your calf, like, I told you to stretch.
Runners, you got to think about it. If you want to be serious about it, you want to be competitive, and you want to run injury free, you got to do it all, right? A little bit of stretching, a little bit of yoga, some cross training, work on your nutrition. You know, make sure you're getting the miles in. Don't overdo the miles, which is, you know, probably one of the biggest mistakes that people do. And, you know,
it's hilarious. We like to run. We don't like to do that other stuff. But, you know, unfortunately, it's all connected. Yeah, like you said. So, you know, but it was.
It's a journey, my friend.
A couple of days out, I like it for that. You know, if I licked running, like, you know, wow, this guy's a genius. Like, I'm not, you know, I'm not licking running, you know. You can't, it's a tough thing to do.
Yeah, no one's ever accused me of being a genius, I'll tell you that.
I don't get it. Nope.
Okay, Ben, I'll talk to you next week. Thanks for joining us, and thanks for the insight.
Appreciate the jingle.
You're listening to Running Flat Radio on AM 800 CKLW. And we'll catch you next week with Corey Freeman from the Women's Running Series in Toronto. This is Running Flat. Keep running.
And that's all I have to say about that.
And that's the end of it.
End of episode. Running Flat Radio with Chris Yuzinski. Tuesday night, 7 till 8 on AM 800. Running Flat Radio is a paid program.